detective came and knocked on the door. And I said, "Is it Renee?" And he just gave me that solemn look. It was the worst day ever.
The Proof Podcast is back with a new case and a new season. 23 years ago, 18-year-old Renee Ramos went missing. Her body was later found in an empty Home Depot building on the edge of town.
I don't think that they arrested the right people. It's about time somebody's trying to do something.
She had a black eye about 2 weeks before she was murdered.
They are involved. They definitely had her body and her backpack.
You know people are going to judge you, right?
Of course. They're judging me now. They've been judging me damn near my whole life.
You can listen now to Season 2 of Proof, wherever you get your podcasts, and follow along with us as we reinvestigate the murder at the warehouse.
I have to ask, did you kill Renee?
Jesus fucks.
Get ready for the miracle of Mega, a comedy podcast from the staff of a fictional mega church.
And not only does he fuck, but he's the best at it.
I'm Holly Loren.
And I'm Greg Hess.
Our characters, Hallie and Gray, welcome a new guest each week, played by some of the biggest names in comedy and podcasting.
Like Scott Aukerman, Lauren Lapkus, Paul Scheer, Jason Mantzoukas, Cecily Strong, and Duncan Trussell.
I just love to think about that, the light shining down on all those corpses in the water and Noah just going by and maybe a mom being like, "Please, we're running out of energy. Can you please let us on the boat?"
It's completely improvised and it's devilishly funny.
Is there any question you have for us about, you know, what it means to live a life in Christ?
I guess, how much do you think is bullshit?
There's a new episode every Sunday.
Listen and subscribe to Mega, wherever you get your podcasts.
Best I ever had. Best I y'all can do it. Y'all can do it. Y'all sing along. You know what I'm saying? Here go. Jesus, you the best.
Jesus, you're the best.
You to be the best.
Jesus, you're the best.
You okay, never mind.
Best I ever had. Best wow. I ever had.
And now we take you live to French Trump's weekly press conference.
Hello, welcome. It is I, French Trump. I am here for my press conference, and I will now take questions from the press, the enemy of the people, the press. Go ahead, ask me any questions
you want.
Mr. President, who's this guy from the New York Newsday?
This is Emmett Manning, a New York Newsday. Mr. President. What did Jared Kushner mean by saying the states couldn't have the federal stockpile of medical supplies to fight the virus?
That is a gotcha question! What are you asking? I already answered that question so many times! What? Don't be a cutie pie! Don't be a pork pie! Don't be a pork pie hat! Jared Kushner is very important because he does matter to her. And the federal stockpile is for us Federals! We Federals need ventilators. Federal Eric. Federal Ivanka. Federal Moa. Don't be a cutie pie. Next question.
Mr. President, right down here.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. President. Christy Brown from the Arizona Republic. What makes
well, you
think...
You would be brown in Arizona, wouldn't you? Because of the sun! Yes, Christy, yes.
Yes, Mr. Mr. President, what makes you think there will be cheating if we protect people's health and safety by moving to vote by mail in November?
Well, Miss Christy, of course there will be cheating. Of course people will cheat if they vote by mail. I will cheat when I vote by mail. I'll be a fucking Xerox machine. I'll vote for moi so many times. Of course people will cheat if they vote by mail. That's a ridiculous question, Christy. Next question.
Oh, thank you. Mackenzie Chang with the Boston Globe. Mr. President, why did you delay our response to the pandemic by calling it a hoax?
I did not call it a hoax. I did not do that. I knew it could be horrible, or it could also maybe be good. And I think it has been good. I have excellent ratings. That's good. I did not want to panic the people. Like if a car is coming towards someone in the street and they don't see it, you don't want to panic them, so you yell, "The Democrats are driving a hoax behind you at about 50 miles per hour." That's how you handle that. You don't know anything about being president. Next question. Next question.
Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is Tony Romo from ABC News.
Oh, Tony Romo. You know what? I want a pepperoni today. Tony Romo, I love you. Yes, what question do you have? I love your pizza place. Yes.
Thank you, Mr. President. Yes. Mr. President, the CDC recommended that people wear masks, and you right away said you weren't going to wear one. Do you think that sets a terrible example?
Wait a minute. You say this face? I'm not covering up this face. What, are you crazy? Besides, I cannot set a bad example. People know they cannot all do what Trump does. They can't all be president after all, and someone has to pay taxes, or how would I make any money at all? Bad example. That's absurd. That's absurd. Tony Roma, I want a meatball sub. Get that for me. Next question. Don't be a banana cream pie. Next question.
Mr. President.
Yes, of course. Yes, you, right there. Yes, right over there. Who's
that? Thank you, Emmett Manning again.
Emmett Manning. Yes, yes.
Thank you, Mr. President. Why would you put a hold on money to the WHO in the middle of a pandemic?
What? Why would I support the WHO? Talking about my generation, who needs that? Tommy's a rock musical poet. Pete Townsend can get his own money. I don't care if it's a pandemic or not. The taxpayers say this is what I do for the miners and for the factory workers. I bring the work back, and we're bringing back coal, and we stop all payments to Roger Daltrey and Pete Townsend and the WHO. That's the kind of frivolous government spending that Obama did. He supported the WHO. He supported the Beatles. Obama spent money on the Partridge family. Well, I don't do that. That's not the kind of president that I am. Next question.
Mr. President.
From the Boston Globe there. Oh, yes, you.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Yes, you. Yes, you. Yes.
You said you weren't going to wear a mask, but Melania Trump...
I'm not wearing a mask. Why do you keep asking me about... No, I'm not going to wear a mask.
But
no.
Melania is, and also Bill Barr. I was wondering how you felt about that.
Melania wears tights. Am I going to wear tights? And Bill Barr, if I had that face, I'd wear two masks. No, I'm not going to wear a mask. Let me tell you something about Melania. Lean close, Mackenzie. I have to tell you something. It's a little bit... Personnel, which is Melania right now has a little pimple and like a zit. It's like, I don't know, she had chips or something. So she is wearing the mask. You know, you are Asian, Mackenzie Chang. So you would not know about this because you have a very beautiful skin. But Melania can break out maybe from the chips, maybe from the stress, I don't know, maybe from the press hounding her constantly, but she has a little pimple. That's where she's wearing the mask, not because of the virus, but because she has the acne. I don't know why I married her. She always had a little right near her, right just below her mustache. She's always had a little, you know, creasy spot, but I overlooked that. Next question.
Mr. President. Thank you,
yes.
Mr. President. Christy Brown, once again. White House Economic
Advisor. It's good
advisor
to talk to you again, Christy. It's very good to talk to you. You're doing a fantastic job, Christy.
Thank you, Mr. President. The White House Economic Advisor, Pete Navarro, put out a memo in January warning about his concern of massive loss of life from this virus. Did you know about the memo?
No, No, I did not. No, I heard about it. I read something recently about some memo. It said there was a memo from Pete Navarro, and I didn't see it. But I closed it down right at the same time I did what was in his memo before I even knew there was a memo. I closed it down. I closed down our country to China. But even before, I never saw the memo. I'm going to look at it after this. I'm going to look at the memo very soon. I didn't see it before, though, but I am going to see it. But I already closed it down. Nothing coming in from China. It's very difficult to close it down to China. But I did it without the Pete Navarro memo. And I never saw it. I never knew about it. I never heard of it. Who? What was the name of the person who wrote the memo?
Peter Navarro.
Well, exactly. I did not know him. Exactly. I did not know Peter Navarro. We met very recently, but I never knew him before. And I can't help it if he writes memos. That's not, has nothing to do. You know what? I'm a cheerleader for our country. I'm not supposed to tell people bad news. I'm a cheerleader, you know? Give me a T, give me an R, give me the U, give me the M, give me the B, Trump. That's my job. Thank you. This press conference is over.
This has been a live broadcast of French Trump's weekly press conference.
A podcast network.